Hi, everyone. Welcome to my podcast, Anxiety Bites. I'm so happy you're here. I'm Michelle Hashimi, your certified transformational nutrition coach, certified nutritional therapist, and founder of Bella Holistic Nutrition and Wellness. So yes, I am all about nutrition. Thank you for joining me here on Anxiety Bites. Now, I call it Anxiety Bites for two reasons. First of all, Anxiety Bites. Anxiety bites, and I know it bites because I've been there, and you've probably heard me say this before. And second, I believe lasting change and healing comes from taking small, manageable bites. So I take things one bite at a time. So welcome, and today's episode is about your brain chemicals, also known as neurotransmitters, and something I'm sure you've heard before, the idea of a chemical imbalance. Now, this is a brief introduction on four brain chemicals that have the biggest impact on your mood, especially anxiety and depression. I mean, there are others, but I'm going to focus on four, and they are GABA, serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins. So in this episode, I'll talk about what each one does, what happens when they get low, how they become imbalanced, and how you can rebalance them with food. So this is going to be a very condensed, basic explanation because we're not neurophysicists here, right? Basically, neurotransmitters are the body's chemical messengers, and they carry and balance the signals between your nerve cells and other cells within your body. Now, let's talk about how big a role nutrition plays in keeping these brain chemicals balanced. And it really doesn't have to be complicated. Eat better, feel better, all right? Okay. So the first one is GABA. Now, what does GABA do? Well, GABA is what's called an inhibitory neurotransmitter, and that has a calming, relaxing effect on your brain because what it does is put on the brakes. You know, it stops the endless anxious thoughts, the OCD, the general anxiety disorder. GABA calms things down. When your GABA levels are low, it means your brain keeps functioning in overdrive. If you're struggling with general anxiety disorder and you have racing thoughts or you feel anxious and frustrated and agitated, your GABA could be out of balance. And GABA is also important for making the sleep hormone melatonin. So if you have insomnia with racing thoughts, that's another sign your GABA levels could be low. And so how does GABA become imbalanced? Well, first of all, poor gut health. And you'll hear me say that with all the brain chemicals. Gut imbalances equal brain chemical imbalances. And some other problems could be not eating enough zinc, vitamin B6, and magnesium. If you're under chronic stress, which of course, if you have anxiety, you know you're always mentally and physically stressed. If your blood sugar is unstable, especially if you're a breakfast skipper, GABA can become imbalanced if you eat a lot of sugar or caffeine or other stimulants because not only do they spike your blood sugar, but they deplete the nutrients you need too. So how do you rebalance GABA with food? Well, GABA is made from the amino acid glutamate, which is where protein comes in. It also requires vitamin B6, so there's that vitamin B6 again, like I talked about with social anxiety. So foods high in vitamin B6, zinc, and magnesium are important, so have nuts, spinach, bananas, avocados, beans, eggs, right? Not bad. And I know I'll say this three more times, but food that supports your gut health, probiotics are very important. So sauerkraut, kefir, yogurt, those are some really good ways to help balance your GABA. Now, next is serotonin. So what does serotonin do? Serotonin is the brain chemical that's actually very soothing. It's calming. It's relaxing. It's the mellow out anti-anxiety brain chemical. And also, if you're clinically depressed, you most likely have low serotonin. And if you're already low on serotonin, medications like SSRIs may not work for you. So what are some signs of low serotonin levels? Well, if you have anxiety, of course, and depression, if you have compulsive OCD thoughts, if you feel edgy and nervous and can't sleep, another thing that goes along with low serotonin is if you feel antisocial and you just want to isolate. And that could be where your social anxiety stems from. Or you may just feel very flat, like there's no joy in life. And because so much of your serotonin production relies on a healthy gut, with low serotonin, you could be dealing with constant stomach upset or Crohn's or other digestive problems. And I know if you are dealing with digestive issues, you can panic really quickly about having a problem in public and finding a bathroom in time. So yeah, that can really play into panic as well and isolating. So how does serotonin become imbalanced? Well, a poor diet and unhealthy lifestyle in general, because everything you eat impacts you mentally and physically, including too much sugar, too much caffeine, alcohol, smoking, and of course not getting enough protein, low blood sugar crashes if you skip meals, especially breakfast, if your gut bacteria is out of balance. Even prescription drugs can deplete your serotonin, and things like a lack of sunlight and not getting enough sleep and not exercising can really impact your serotonin levels, especially when you're combining that with a bad diet. But how do you rebalance serotonin with food? Well, increasing serotonin with food is simple because serotonin is made from the amino acid tryptophan. So to increase serotonin, start eating delicious, nourishing foods with a higher tryptophan content. I know I like to keep it simple and I say eat better, feel better all the time, but what if you start with breakfast? A cheese omelet with a little spinach, a banana with some almond butter, and a little yogurt for your gut health. For lunch, you could have a couple of grilled chicken thighs or some albacore tuna, because fish is an excellent source of tryptophan, as is poultry. Add a big salad full of salad greens and maybe some slices of pineapple and an apple. You just keep it simple. And then at dinner, you could have salmon, you could saute some spinach or Brussels sprouts or broccoli, or cauliflower, kale, spinach. I mean, just pick one and have some fruit like mango or honeydew melon or grapefruit. And that's how you begin to balance your brain chemicals with food. When you nourish your body and give yourselves the nutrients and amino acids required, you can make whatever you need. Now, the third neurotransmitter is called dopamine. So what does dopamine do? Well, dopamine is another one of your feel-good chemicals. Dopamine is the brain chemical associated with feelings of happiness, motivation, concentration, attention, even sleep. And your brain releases dopamine when you feel pleasure. That's your reward system. And that's why you feel a sense of bliss when you eat things like ice cream or warm brownies. But dopamine can also make you feel addicted to those foods. That's how powerful that dopamine hit is. So we don't want to spike it with sugar bombs. We want to make sure your body has all the nutrients it needs so you don't get low enough in dopamine to need that hit. Okay, so when your dopamine levels are low, you feel a lack of interest in life. You're not motivated to do much. You don't feel any joy. You don't really care about the things you used to love. So if that sounds like you, that could be a sign your dopamine levels are low. So how does dopamine become imbalanced? a diet high in saturated fat, processed food, fast food, junk food. And once again, if you're not getting enough protein, if your gut bacteria is out of balance, because like serotonin, there are certain types of bacteria that live in your gut that produce dopamine, and not getting enough sleep, which can circle back to being low in GABA. And then the endless stress in the form of an anxiety disorder, where your brain and your thoughts and your body never turns off, it never relaxes. So how do you rebalance dopamine with food? Well, the beauty is you actually can rebalance your dopamine with food. Dopamine is made from the amino acid tyrosine. So great, eat more foods rich in tyrosine to boost your dopamine production, right? Eat protein. Protein equals amino acids equals brain chemicals. So once again, fish and meats like chicken and beef and pork. Eggs, because those also contain tyrosine. So starting your morning with breakfast. When it comes to specific vegetables, beets and kale are really good because both of those have folate, which is one of the B vitamins and other nutrients that'll trigger a dopamine production. Apples, bananas, strawberries, blueberries, that's what you can add to your yogurt, because yogurt with nuts and berries, there you go. You've just given your brain exactly what it needs to help you come into balance and help you overcome anxiety. Now, I've mentioned how coffee, because of its high caffeine, isn't the best thing for people with anxiety, because you don't need to get amped up. So consider switching to green tea. And I know you probably don't want to hear that if you love coffee as much as I do. And believe me, I still love coffee. I just don't drink it. Because as much as I love coffee, I love being anxiety-free a lot more. So, you know, it takes a commitment. And if you do switch to green tea, it has another micronutrient that your body uses to make dopamine. So it's win-win. Okay, now the last brain chemical or neurotransmitter I'll talk about is your endorphins. Now, what are endorphins? Well, endorphins are your body's natural painkiller. Endorphins are what make you feel positive about yourself and give you a sense of well-being, a sense of confidence, and you feel a sense of calm and comfort, and you have a positive attitude. So how do endorphins become imbalanced? Well, your diet and lifestyle plays a huge role. And if your diet and lifestyle includes sugar, alcohol, cigarettes, caffeine, soda, bread, and processed foods, if you have an unhealthy diet, that will impact your endorphins. A lack of exercise, too much stress, a lack of joy in your life, those are things that will create an endorphin imbalance. When your endorphins are low, you feel very sensitive. You're very emotional. You feel weak. You have a sense of loss and grief in your heart, and you're just full of pain. Speaking of pain, you may also have fibromyalgia, especially if you're eating a lot of sugar and other comfort foods like potatoes, or you have a lot of cravings. So how do you rebalance endorphins with food? Well, like dopamine, endorphins also need the amino acid tyrosine. Now, it's very tempting to eat sugar and caffeine when you're low on endorphins because they give you that quick hit, but you also crash pretty quickly. So we want to avoid spiking endorphins. We want to keep things balanced. There are a few foods that work specifically to give your endorphins a lift. One of them is, of course, spicy foods, because spicy foods are pretty hot and endorphins are that painkiller. Healthy dark chocolate has a chemical that releases endorphins as long as you get the high cacao content, at least 75%. Nuts, seeds, especially Brazil nuts, Strawberry, citrus, and grapes have certain flavonoids that are known to be mood lifters. So how about this? Chocolate-covered strawberries dipped in nuts, right? And then, of course, probiotics, because once again, a healthy gut is vital to healthy brain chemicals. So now you know how food can balance all your brain chemicals. And you do that by eating something as basic as grilled chicken or fish, more fresh fruit and vegetables, and even a little chocolate, right? Once you start getting a steady stream of nourishment and you start to feel much less anxiety and more balance, instead of being in a constant state of anxiety or being on the verge of a panic attack or having negative thoughts ruminate in your head all day and all night, you can start engaging in life in a different way. And that in itself will help you overcome anxiety because you start building positive experiences. And then you'll be much more motivated to do other things for your health, especially exercise and get out more and have a lot more fun in life. So there you go. The problem, brain chemical imbalance. The solution, healthy foods. The benefit, less anxiety and depression. Now, the question I get asked a lot is, how soon will I see results? How soon will I start to feel better? And the big picture is, you'll feel better within 6 weeks. And the small picture is, if you make a commitment to start eating breakfast, start having more eggs, start having grilled chicken instead of pasta for lunch, if you start making those changes right away, you will feel better within a few days. You'll feel better by the weekend. So that's it. That's how you rebalance your brain chemicals. Well, I hoped you liked today's episode. I really appreciate you being here with me. And I just want to add one thing, that if you're currently taking medication, please don't stop or make any changes unless and until you discuss it with your doctor or your primary caregiver. Because remember, I'm not a doctor. I'm not able to offer any medical advice. I'm a nutritional therapist and a health coach, and I'm here to offer you support. And one final thing, remember, I understand what you're dealing with. I know exactly what a panic attack feels like. I know what you're going through. I know what anxiety feels like. I know the struggle. So never feel guilty or ashamed about seeking help, because we can fix this. And we fix this by eating really yummy food. So how great is that? Eat better, feel better, balance your brain chemistry, and put anxiety behind you. If you have any questions or comments, drop me a message. If you want to know more about me and what I do, visit my website, bellaholisticnutrition.com. And please remember to follow me on Facebook or Instagram at Bella Holistic Nutrition. Thanks again for being here with me. See you soon. And until next time, take care.